Excitement abounds. Art Prize opens officially. Boy, it seems like we just had Art Prize. We're back again. A beautiful work called The Scarlet Cord is being displayed or out there now by Pamela Alderman, artist Pamela Alderman, who's my guest. Good morning, Pamela.
Good morning, Andy.
Great to have you here.
Thank you for having
us. The Scarlet Cord. Let's talk about that. First of all, where is your art?
Yes, it's at the Gerald R. Ford Presidential Museum.
Okay.
It's outside the museum in the Circle Drive right next to the parking lot. It's a 40-foot storage container.
Wow.
Yes.
A 40-foot storage container, and there's a reason for that, isn't there?
Yes. Well, the Scarlet Cord is about children that have been sex trafficked here in America, and sometimes these children are moved within a shipping container. There's many ways to move children around the country as they traffic them from city to city, but that's one of the methods.
It is stunning. I mean, you become speechless.
Yeah.
You're going, no, come on. Yeah. That doesn't really happen.
I wish it were true. I wish it didn't happen.
How did you team up with the Women at Risk and this?
Yeah, well, I heard Becky McDonald, their president and founder, I heard her speak a few years ago, and I told her one day I'm going to do an exhibit on sex trafficking, and this was the year.
Yeah. And Jessica Rowland from the... Women at Risk International is also with us, and this is a problem we don't even think about, or most of us don't even know it really exists.
Yeah, I think the statistic is that there's more slaves in the world now than there have been in the past, and we think of it as a problem that's gone, but human trafficking is really just the modern-day form of slavery. And where it hits home is that the Center of Missing and Exploited Children estimates that 2,400 children in West Michigan are currently being exploited. And that's an estimate.
2,400. So. These aren't children that are trafficked in. These are West Michigan kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are they living in homes, or what is their situation? What do you know about that?
It happens in a lot of different ways. The children that are most at risk are those who are runaways or at-risk youth. Mm-hmm. The statistic is that within 48 hours, one out of three kids that are runaways will get picked up by a trafficker or approached by a pimp. So we see a lot of youth that wind up in prostitution.
Mm-hmm.
We might meet them when they're in their 30s, their 40s, but the average age of entry into prostitution is 12 to 13 years old.
Oh, that is so tragic.
So it's something that's in our community, and it's mind-blowing.
And we don't want to think about that.
No, we don't.
And Pamela, so your piece of work is twofold, one for obviously the entry into the art prize, but really getting a message out there.
Yes, to help raise awareness and to invite art prize viewers to be part of the solution. We have a Do One Thing challenge that I worked on with Women at Risk, and they helped come up with ideas of how visitors could get involved if they're interested.
Mm-hmm.
Volunteering with at-risk children, I have listed on my blog, PamelaAlderman.com. There's about five organizations listed there where people could volunteer with these at-risk children. There's just points there of recognizing what is trafficking and how might one recognize it. And if you do, there's the 800 or the 188 number to call. It's to call and give a tip.
Volunteer for tips. That 800 number is more for tips than anything else.
Yes.
I think this is happening something. And let's look into it. Your work is at the Gerald R. Ford Museum outside the big shipping container. Mm-hmm. Will there be information there as well?
Yes. Inside the container, there's 30 doors and red twisting cord throughout the exhibit. And there's five pieces of artwork that's within this container as well. And then there's the stories and some of the facts and things that I've written that visitors can learn more.
Gives you chills. I mean, it's so sad.
Yeah.
Gives you chills. You can get more. Women at Risk International. What is your website, Jessica?
It's warinternational.org.
Warinternational.org.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Right. And we have a whole art prize page there that lists resources for people of what is human trafficking? How is it happening here? And what can we do to make a difference? Because I know Pamela's artwork has always been about activating hope and healing. And so we don't just want to tell somebody an ugly story. We want to say there are practical things we can do to make a difference in our
community. And there are success stories, have been success stories.
Absolutely.
Yeah, in fact, women at risk, they, in Amsterdam, the red light windows of Amsterdam, people think, well, it's legal there. Everyone wants to be part of this process. But Women at Risk just helped rescue a woman named Lena who was actually enslaved within the red light district of Amsterdam, and they helped rescue her out. Mm. She did not want to be there.
So much more to talk about. You can by stopping by the Ford Museum and looking at Pamela's work, The Scarlet Cord. And by the way, the voting number is 57173. You can start voting tomorrow, as a matter of fact.
That's right, at
noon. Your app, I'm trying to activate my app, and I'm frustrated. I can't get it activated yet, but it will tomorrow.
Yes.
So you can get activated on your app, 57173. That is one of the must-sees pieces of work for Art Prize 2014. Pamela, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks, Andy.
And bless you for your work.
Thank you.
And doing that. And Jessica Rowland, thank you. And thank you for all your work as well. Once again, it's warinternational.org is the website for that.